My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something interesting, and how about a little PC history? On December 8th, 1975, pretty close, Paul Terrell opened the Byte Shop. That was B-I-T-E, one of the first retail computer stores in the world. Gosh, 1975. Paul Terrell and the Byte Shop ordered the first 50 computers from Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak's Apple Computer Company in 1976. But that wasn't the oldest Apple computer. The oldest one can actually be traced back to Adam and Eve. It was the Apple Genesis. That's right. It had a limited amount of memory on board, just one byte, and everything crashed. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. It's called The Kim Komando Show because I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando. And you can find this show on over 425 top stations across the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for Komando with a K, of course. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7, with just a few bucks a month. That's all it costs. And we have discounts for seniors, military vets, and service personnel and more over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. Today's show is going to be different. It's the holiday season. It's the time when we get together with family and friends. We eat a little too much and drink a little too much. We go to parties. We spend money on gifts. And it is different because 10 years ago, I sat down with my mother in our studios. Let me tell you about my mom. She was born in Brooklyn, New York. Her mother was an alcoholic. Her dad was a compulsive gambler. And one day they'd be living on the Upper East Side in a penthouse, and the next day, a cold water flat. And no one in her family went to college. She fell in love with my dad. She traveled the world. Boy, she just loved to travel. 120 different countries. And she also went to college, and she got a degree in systems analysis. Her first job, she went to go work for Bell Labs, and she was on the invention team of the first video conference calls back in the 70s. Boy, those video calls, I remember her telling me all about it. Each side was $150,000 each. So to make a video call, you had to shell out $300,000. And I was so lucky, so blessed. She lived with me for the past 30 years. And back in 2017, she fell and she had a bruised hip. And they also said she had stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which is just horrible. And they only gave her a couple of years to live. And that was at the Mayo Clinic. And I ended up taking her to MD Anderson in Houston, where, boy, I'll tell you, she rallied. She went through a couple of rounds of chemo, so hard. She did the Whipple surgery, and those couple of months that they gave her when she was first diagnosed turned into almost 4 years. And she lost her battle in September 2021. And I miss her so much, so much. So here's a video of us talking about Thanksgiving 10 years ago. And I'll tell you, I'm going to be making her sweet potato recipe.
And you've heard me talk about her for many years. As a matter of fact, 16 years. So I thought it was about time to bring in my dear mother, Komando. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Kim.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
So what do you think about the setup?
And all your friends.
Did you have to bring everybody with you?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
About what?
I mean, all this is because of you, because you set me on a computer when I was 9 years old, and you said, play Hunt the Wumpus.
Hunt the Wumpus.
What do you think?
That was a good game.
And see, I should explain that you worked at Bell Labs.
Right.
As a systems analyst.
We had Unix.
And so with Unix, it wasn't the easiest thing to use.
No.
And then you brought home these big teletype, remember those computers?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have to put the phone
On the modem.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about technology today?
It's amazing.
What's the most amazing part about it?
Well, I like that you can send a picture of something when you're out shopping and you don't know if the other person would like it. You just click a picture, or then you can take it home, see if it would fit in, and do all kinds of things.
See, I thought it was cool when you came over the other night, and you said, here, look at this picture. See about this hairstyle. And I was like, well, I don't know. And then you took a picture of Martha Teichner.
Right.
On 60 Minutes.
That was great, wasn't it?
It was.
And I took it to my beautician, and he did it. He modified it a little bit.
Well, you look like Martha Teichner. Absolutely. Well, I was telling her.
I wish I was her with all her experience.
Why, isn't she amazing?
She should write that book.
We should tell everybody. We had a chance to meet her because she came over to the house because Sunday morning was doing a story on me and good stuff like that. And she was talking about being in Belfast, right. Ireland, with the starvation. I mean, that was. She's got some amazing stories.
Amazing stories. She's going to put them in a book someday.
She should do that. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I went on Facebook. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Facebook?
I don't go on Facebook.
Why not?
Because I don't have enough time.
What do you mean you don't have enough time? You can connect with all the family members.
As I connect with them anyway.
You don't check in at Foursquare?
And I don't.
You don't tweet?
I you know, some things have to be confidential. Where I go is personal.
I don't want anybody to...
What I do.
And when you do it, not everybody needs to know.
I don't have to report in anymore since I retired, so... That's good.
Well, you look beautiful.
Oh, God.
You really do.
Thank you.
You're really just saying that. No, you do. You look beautiful. I went on my Facebook account because, you know, I have to do Facebook.
Yes.
And I told everybody that you were coming to join us.
Oh.
And so, you know, you have phone calls.
I do.
Yeah. You got people. They don't want to talk to me. It's like, here, Kim's mom. So now you got to put on your headphones so this way you can hear the callers. This is like very high tech.
I'm a newbie, you know.
You mean you've never been on a national radio show before?
Never in my life.
Well, we have used you on the promos.
Oh.
And on commercials. And so, let's see. Let's start with Flo in Augusta, Georgia. Oh. Okay, so I'm going to hit the button. Flo's going to be joining us. Hi, Flo.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm good. I want to talk to your mama.
Okay, there she is. You got her.
How you doing, Flo? Merry Christmas.
You know what? Ever since Kim mentioned your sweet potato recipe, I've been wanting that recipe.
Oh, that's a great recipe.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about. I want the recipe.
Okay. You take about 8 potatoes, and you boil them until they're done. And then while they're warm, you can peel the skin off.
Yeah.
And then you put them in, I put them in that electric, the electric beater.
Yeah.
And I put them in there, made them like mashed potatoes. And
okay.
Put a little butter in there and cinnamon.
Okay.
And then you put them in a baking pan, but you put Pam on the baking pan so they don't stick. And then you put in Jack Daniels.
Oh, that's the good part.
Yeah.
And
how much Jack Daniels do they say to use, and how much should you use?
I don't know, but I don't measure. Until it smells good. You just put in the Jack Daniels and you let it bake for about 20 minutes. And it was great. We had turkey left over. We had stuffing left over. We had gravy left over. We had no sweet potatoes left over.
Is there no sugar in the sweet potatoes?
No, I don't put any sugar.
No sugar, okay.
Okay, just the Jack Daniels and the butter. And
I think.
But you can see how it comes out.
And I've been thinking about that ever since Kim mentioned it, and I thought, I need that recipe. And then she said your mom was going to be on, and so I was all excited to get to talk to you and learn your recipe.
I thought maybe you could put marshmallows on top when you put it in the oven, and if that baked in. I haven't tried it that way, though.
I don't know about marshmallows and Jack Daniels. I mean, you know... It's just marshmallow.
Too much of a good thing.
It's just you know, throw in some chocolate while you're at it. I mean, let's see. And now look, see, I'm telling you, you got all these calls. Flo, thank you for your call and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Let's see. We have Deanie in Elkland, Missouri. Hi, Deanie.
Hi.
Welcome.
It's great to get to talk to both of you at the same time.
Oh, well, so nice of you to call us. Merry Christmas.
I just love seeing pictures of your mom and Ian together on Facebook. It is just precious.
I posted that picture. Do you remember when we were in Scotland over the summer, Mom? Mm-hmm. And it was raining, and the two of you walked out on that platform where we were going to see the Highlands,
yes.
And you had the umbrella behind you?
Yeah.
I posted that picture.
Oh.
I loved it.
That was a great time. It's good to spend time with him.
Yeah. My grandson just was born in March, so I'm looking forward to when he's walking and stuff, too.
Oh, that's great.
Hanging from the curtains.
I have 8 grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness.
But he's my youngest.
This may be the only one I have because my stepdaughter's 30, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got plenty. She's got plenty of time.
Right. Oh, they go to 47 now, 46, 47.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, her husband has 2 older daughters, so I think they've kind of got a house full.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big commitment.
My husband is frugal. Kim would appreciate him, but he thinks computers should run, 6 to 10 years.
Well, shouldn't they? Mine is at least 5 years old.
Well, I started counting up. I got my first computer in 1990, and I think I've only had either 6 or 7, and I'm still using 3 of them.
Wow.
Oh.
Since 90.
Yeah, if you do the, the maintenance that you can do at home, they last.
Yeah, I do. I try to keep up with it, and the desktop is getting kind of slow, but it's like 6 years old. So.
Well, I'm not in a hurry, are you?
No.
although I will tell you what she told me recently, Danny. I went over and I said, "Do you want some? You need anything from the market?" And she said, "Bananas, but don't buy the green ones because I don't know if I'll last that long."
No sense wasting money, you know.
Well, since my husband is very frugal and I'm disabled and we're on a really fixed income, I really would love to have a tablet, but I really need an e-reader, and they're cheaper. But what if I waited and saved for a tablet? What in the way of an e-reader features am I going to give up? I'm 58. My eyes aren't what they used to be. And right now I'm trying to read The Great Gatsby on my Zoom.
Oh, no, you can't do that. That screen's too small for you.
Well, you can enlarge it. It expands, but there's something about the screen just makes my eyes tired.
Well, it's because it's not using the e-ink technology.
Right.
And so, see, here's the deal, is that you have an e-reader that lets you read books. So you have the Kindle, the Nook. And, my preference is right now is still the Kindle because I think the technology's better.
Sure.
How do you use your iPad, Mom?
Oh, it's great. Instead of putting on the big computer, I just use the iPad to check my my email and, the financial information. And then if I want to go on and print out anything or send anything, then I go on the big computer.
Now, but you also used it pretty uniquely when you went to Israel, as far as putting all your pictures and videos.
Oh, I did, yeah.
With the camera connector kit. So, so really your choice, Deanie, is that you have the iPad that lets you do a whole bunch of things versus the e-reader that just lets you pretty much read books. I mean, yeah, you can get on the web, you can get your email, but it doesn't include all these really cool apps that you can play games, you can do your banking, you can check your Fidelity accounts and good stuff like that. So really the decision is, if you want something to read on, go buy yourself the $79 Kindle. If you want something that will do a little bit more, save the money, and then get yourself a tablet PC. Deanie, thank you so much for your call. Mom, thank you for coming down.
Oh, thank you.
I love you so much.
I love you, too.
You are. You are so amazing.
And you're the amazing one.
No. Yeah, you gave me everything. You taught me everything I know. You did.
No, not really.
Yes, yes, yes. But thanks for coming down. I know it's a little bit early for you, but you had your coffee, I can tell.
I had a cup and a half.
Okay, she's all ready. Hey, folks, thanks for joining us on this particular segment of the Kim Komando Show. Coming right back, Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Now, here's the deal. You're going to get a whole bunch of new gadgets and gizmos over the holidays, and you're going to be giving them out. Now, if you have somebody who's not technically literate and you don't want to help them set it all up, I just want to quickly tell you about GetKimsHelp.com. These are professionals who I trust, and if they can't fix it or help you set it up, then you don't need to pay them. And they say most problems are fixed within 10 minutes. And this way you're not Googling and getting who knows what, right?
So just remember, if you have any issues over the holidays, getkimshelp.com. Once again, that's getkimshelp.com. All right, coming up in just a few moments, how you can pass out the QR code for your guest the easy way. And let's go back to the phones. Carl.
Yeah, I was going through some drawers and stuff around the house, and I discovered I've got hard drives and stuff. I've been in electronics for a long time. My first computer was an 8-bit processor. It was a Commodore PET.
And
but I've got some hard drives and a couple other things I'd like to destroy before I throw them out.
Right.
I've heard of people doing all kinds of things, but I have no clue how I want to do it. I'd like to find me one of those grinders and grind it all up, but that's
not
going to happen.
You know, you can use a grinder and... You know, if I mean, but I'll tell you, if there's a hard drive that I want to destroy, is that you do. You have to shatter the platters. And you got to take a hammer to it and you just keep going until that thing is all to shreds. I mean, you can use, like, there's D-band and there's eraser. If you can still, you know, if these are hard drives that you can actually put into an enclosure, and a USB enclosure and then plug it into a computer so you can use a utility to wipe the drives. But if it's truly like financial sensitive data, I know it sounds crazy, but I will give a computer away to somebody with enough money that they can go buy a new hard drive. If the computer still is in working order. Again, the utilities are called eraser and D-band, but there's nothing like a good old hammer to get your frustrations out and to destroy the older hard drives for good. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're ever too shy to give me a call on a national radio show, big time podcast, I read every single email that you send me. Just head over to commando.com. And in the upper right hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. That's commando.com. And in the upper right hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right. If you're expecting house guests over the holidays, somebody's going to ask for your Wi-Fi password. So an easy way for you to do it is you can always just type it up and put it in a nice picture frame. Say network name and Wi-Fi password and put that picture in their bathroom or just leave it in your family room. But there is a better way. Make your own QR code, the same type of technology that restaurants use to pull up a menu. So you go to QRcodeMonkey.com, select Wi-Fi, you enter in your network name and password, and then you download the QR code, print that, and put it in a frame. Now, the thing is that when somebody hits that QR code on their phone, they're logged into the network automatically. They don't have to select the network name or type in the password at all. Again, that's QRcodeMonkey.com is where you make that magic happen. All right, still to come, we're going to talk about how to make virtual family gatherings a lot more fun. And we're going to talk about some Google Maps tricks and also the best place to put an Apple AirTag when you're traveling. And, of course, we have more of your great phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about road trip and car hacks, the lowest gas prices, when to leave in Google Maps, a whole bunch of great things. Okay, let's say that everybody can't make that holiday gathering. And you're like, oh, well, you know, we don't want to have one of these boring Zoom calls or Google Meets or, God forbid, a Microsoft Teams meeting. We want to make things fun and exciting for everybody. So joining us here once again is Allie Seligman. She is our amazing content queen over at commando.com. Now, Allie, you put together a whole list for the website of what people can do. Share.
I sure did, because what you don't want is that one person who talks the entire time. No one gets a word in, or no
Politics.
One talks. Exactly.
Right.
Or if everyone's just talking over each other. So two easy suggestions. Give everyone time to talk. So set a timer, maybe it's 2 minutes, and give people a prompt. Perhaps it's what they're thankful for this year, how their year's been, what they're looking forward to in 2023, whatever. Give them a heads up, and then everybody can go around. You'll get an update from everybody. That's a really nice way to connect. Or my favorite, play a game together. This always gets people happy and excited. My favorite, it's basically Pictionary. It's called Draw-a-Saurus. We've got the link over on the website.
Yes, I love that. It's so great.
It is so much fun. You get to choose from the words that you want to draw. You draw one. Everybody can see your screen. You can do up to 16 players with this. So if you have, you know, a really big gathering, maybe you have a family, be on one team. And then bingo. Bingo is always a really good time. We actually play this one at work for fun sometimes. If you use myfreebingocards.com, again, we'll have that link on the site. It's a really easy way to get everybody playing, having fun together, doing a little activity even when you can't be in person.
And I also like to go around and ask everybody, like, tell me a funny, strange story about our family. And so we did this recently, and here was my funny, strange story. It was Thanksgiving Day, and I was 4 years old, and I left the backyard where everything was going on, and I wanted to go to my friend's house across the street. Well, I got hit by a car.
Oh.
Okay, so... and I was just, I remember just sitting there like shaking my head, like what was going on. And my great grandfather came out, pulled the guy out of the car and just knocked him out right in his face. Okay. And the guy like passed out because my great grandfather was a professional lightweight boxer.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, right. Okay.
Happy holidays.
My mother took me to the hospital. Yes, my mother took me to the hospital, and nothing was broken. I was just kind of shooken up. So if you ever hit a kid, just watch out for the great grandfather that may be coming out. Boom. Never going to do that again. All right, back to the phones we go this big Thanksgiving Day weekend with Father Andrew. Hello there, Father Andrew.
So I'm currently studying canon law for the Catholic Church. So I can use that in my priesthood back in Wyoming. So it's, to be honest, it's going better than I expected. Jumping back into academics it was an easier transition than I was expecting. And I think part of it, and I know I don't mean this to be cliche or anything, but part of it is the technology aspect of this whole transition back to college, back to a master's program. And it's all thanks to the computer that you gave me, actually. You know, you gave me a MacBook Pro, and I've been able to just fully integrate that into my studies in a way that I never did when I was in college. And so it's really been an awesome way to set it up with OneNote, Microsoft OneNote, sit in classes, take notes, but also just keep in touch with mom and dad back home. I FaceTime them, sure. FaceTime my mom. Usually once a week or so, we grab coffee and we sit on sit on FaceTime, and I get to use MacBook for that as well.
So let me just ask you a question. So when you were in college, like, so you had what, a basic Windows laptop, right?
Yeah, it's my transition in technology has been weird. When I started in computer science, before I even entered seminary, I had a Windows laptop. It was a tablet PC, and so I was in math courses and whatnot, so I was using the stylus to take notes and stuff. But I was all on Windows at that point. And then I forget exactly when. I think it was probably after I left college there and jumped into seminary that I transitioned over to a MacBook, and once I started on that, I've stuck with that the entire time.
Well, yeah, you know what the saying is: go Mac and you never go back, right?
Right. But I do have to say, Microsoft OneNote is my go-to for taking notes in classes.
Is it?
It's my favorite.
Now, why do you like it so much?
I like it so much. Well, probably first of all is because that's actually what I used when I was a freshman in college, because that was just the handy way on Windows to take notes. But I really like it because I can create different sections like my fall semester. I can have a bunch of different notebooks for the fall semester that are the names of my classes, and then I can have different sections within that notebook for, like, this is, you know, day one class, day two class, day three class, and then it syncs through Microsoft's cloud network, and there is Apple has an app for it, so it fully integrates, or at least it works really well on the MacBook Pro.
That's awesome. So what has surprised you since you've gone back to school? What have you learned that you're like, wow, this is amazing?
You mean about like just the studies or about Well, I think the thing that surprised me the most is how much law is a part of our life, whether you are in the church or whether you are in just a general society. It affects your life in ways that you don't even think about. And so to give a very, very quick kind of example of that is when you just kind of think about law in general, it's like, well, what is law? Why do we have law? And the basic principle is that we have laws, whether it's in the church or in a society, to promote what is just, that we want to give to people what they deserve. And we want to protect them from that being taken away from them. So, you know, to give each person what is their due, that's just. So, you know, all the laws that we have in place are meant to protect someone from taking away from me something that is rightfully mine, but also allowing me to be free to pursue that which I have a right to pursue. And then, of course, in the life of the church, it's like, gosh, even going to Mass on Sundays, that is related law, because you're giving to God what is his due by going to Mass, by worshiping God. And you, of course, are receiving from that too, grace from going to the sacrament. But it's not all about the grace necessarily. It's both and that, you know, there's this justice aspect of it. And I think people, at least I did before I got into it, people kind of look at law and justice and think it's all legalistic and cold and distant. And while on paper it kind of is, but at the same time, it's like, actually, these things are there, integrated into every aspect of our life, whether we are conscious of it or not. And it's kind of fun to kind of get into it and say, like, well, okay, yeah, what is just in this situation?
You know, it's so interesting. Just when you were talking, that I was thinking back to the first time I met you when you were, what, 15?
Right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, something like that. I was, 16 or 17, I think.
Yeah, and you had an Aunt Kay, which would record my show and send it to you on cassette.
On cassette tapes, yes.
Gosh, because you were there and on a big ranch in Wyoming. That must have been really something when Kay and you went to your mom and said, listen, there's this woman on the radio and we want to go to Phoenix to meet her.
it was one of those situations where I had to convince my mom that this internet community that I connected with, the beta testers, that it was okay for me to go meet them in Phoenix and meet you. And like all mom and dad were like, is, you met these people online and you want permission to go fly to Phoenix and meet them? And yeah, mom and dad, the reason that they let me go is because Aunt Kate was going to go with me. And that was a truly phenomenal weekend and a kickstart to an awesome friendship with you and your family and all the beta testers and just your entire a crew there at the show too. You know, I'll never forget weekend. And yeah, well, it's very much mutual. I think about you guys all the time, even if I'm just hearing you guys on the podcast every week.
Are you still doing podcasts? Or are you too busy?
I still am. Yep. I haven't been able to quite do them as much, but I'm still active in a number of Star Wars and technology podcasts through StarQuest Production Network. And in fact, we just did one on Manifest, because the season 4 just debuted on Netflix. So
that's awesome.
I still am able to do that. In fact, I have my podcast gear set up through the MacBook Pro here in my bedroom. And I don't get to do it as much, but.
No, you're busy now, but you're a lot busier now than you have been. But so what's the name of the podcast so everybody can check it out?
So I'm on one called The Secrets of Star Wars, The Secrets of Technology, and The Secrets of Movie and TV Shows. And if you just go to sqpn.com, you can find all of those shows.
Well, Father Andrew, it's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah,
we don't talk, you know.
Well, yeah, it's life kind of gets crazy, but I try to text you every now and again.
I'm glad that you do. I really do. I look down and I'm like, oh, it's Father Andrew. I'm like, so it is. It's, you know, it's like a breath of fresh air. I look down and I see your face with your name, and I'm like, oh, it's Father Andrew. It's really something. And I will say thank you to you. Publicly as well, because, you know, when my mom was in the last stages of her cancer, you You did a solid with my family. We all prayed together, and that meant a lot to all of us. And so thank you, Father Andrew. Tell your family I said hello and Merry Christmas, and let us know next time you're in Phoenix. You remember, you always have a place to stay. I'll tell you, what a thrill it has been seeing Father Andrew grow up from that 17-year-old boy to now a very successful young man, priest in the Catholic ministry. And he's just a really, really great guy. All right, let's go ahead and do a great life hacks tip. And this week is brought to you by Start Mail. If you're going to be driving around this holiday season, first of all, you don't want to waste money on gas. And that's where the big app Gas Buddy comes in. There are other alternatives, but just use Gas Buddy. Now, and one other thing you can do is you can send alerts to your family members and friends. And don't worry about writing this down. We have everything on the website all written out. But I'm going to teach you how you can share your ETA in Google Maps and Apple Maps. So this way, nobody's calling you saying, hey, what time are you going to be here? Are you getting here? Are you on your way? Things like that. Also, plan when you want to leave the house. This is really, really interesting. That you can go to Google Maps, say your destination, and then you want to say what time that you want to be there, and then it can predict the traffic patterns. So maybe you might want to get there a little bit earlier or a little bit later to save maybe 10 or 15 minutes in traffic. And again, as always, we have it all written out for you over on the website. Head to commando.com, and when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls you don't want to miss here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, back to the phones we go with Kendra in Moscow, Idaho. Hi there, Kendra.
Hello. Nice to talk to you again.
Well, thank you. What's going on?
So I'm just calling to say thank you. You helped me out with my classroom and got us on Wi-Fi, and I have been using it ever since, and it works great. And just wanted to say thank you for purchasing that for us. That was really nice, unexpected, but very nice, and it's just so much better that and it was so easy to put in. I was very impressed. So thank you.
That's awesome, Kendra. And so what grade do you teach?
They're high school students from sophomore to seniors.
Wow. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Total side note. Do you have trouble with cell phones, smartphones in the classroom?
This is exactly why I use ClassApp, is because I get them on their phones, asking them questions, and they can put in their answers, so they're not on their phone anymore.
So. Oh, nice. All right. So that was the reason why we needed the Wi-Fi extender in the first place.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's so awesome. That is awesome. Well, thank you for your call, especially this time of year. It's so nice to hear from you because, you know, so often I do these random acts of kindness, and, you know, it's nice to hear back that it actually worked out, right? And everything's all beautiful.
It's great.
And Kendra, thank you, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And again, thank you for taking time to give us a shout out here today. It just warms me to be able to help you and now, you know, future generations. And speaking of teachers, if there's ever anything that you would like to help with, especially this time of year, there's a wonderful, wonderful website called donorschoose.org. Again, that's donorschoose.org. And that's where teachers will go on and say they need some type of technology. They need cleaning supplies. They need crayons and books and anything to help their students learn better. I have contributed many times anonymously over the years at donorschoose.org. And I suggest that you do too. So if you're in that spirit, you want to help a teacher, help students, just look at donorschoose.org as well. And Kendra, once again, thank you for your call. It's always great when you can help a teacher, isn't it? All right, I'm sure you've heard about Apple AirTags, and there's the competitor, the Tile Trackers. Now, let me tell you, one of the things that you want to do as you're traveling is put that AirTag in your luggage or the Tile Tracker so that this way, when your bag does not reach the destination, you can always say, I was supposed to be in Cincinnati with my bag, and my bag was not supposed to be in Atlanta. So just a little trick for you. Now, one place where it doesn't work is in that whole underground conveyor belt system that the airlines use for all the baggage. So just keep that in mind. If you learned one, two, or three things that you're like, wow, that's amazing, or even if you laughed at one of my corny jokes, make sure that you tell three friends about our show and our podcast, because knowledge is power, and we're brought to you here on the Westar Multimedia Network.